This is Jack Adam Weber, and the title of this poem is Waterboat. Why so many practices to channel life? Why so many practices to channel life? Let life practice being itself with you. What already exists in the world came long before you began to practice it. But you have made yourself an island to its strength, refused its daily pleadings and enticements to join its currents in your own particular way of riding being carried in that sea that ebbs and flows of its own already inside yourself. This separation has made you waves to break from the great flow that crash and die now at your own shoreline of resistance. There was only one wave that rose from the beginning of time as a ripple in your eye, more like a rising crest of hope in the sea of your longing. So time to jump into your boat made of water itself and learn to trust this sea loves you already, holds you, and wants you to be all that it is. But your droplet must get wet with its desire for you. But your droplet must get wet with its desire for you. Stop trembling on your desert island, collecting and trying to protect your belongings from the great storm of life. Come to wash away all that doesn't last, only to make it easier, to give you an opening to join its awesome fury. Let it fill your days with beauty instead of your bucketing out its nourishment to the small container of yourself to fill the void of a life. This is so much work. Jump in, my friend, the water is warm, feels good, and bathes you in freedom. Let go of I and all you think you're here for. Love requires capsizing. Give your life to the ocean, give your life to the ocean, to the self where there's no filling to be done. You're filled in that one act of giving up. We were all meant to swim and be swum with. We were all meant to swim and be swum with, not collect water into leaky vessels of thought for a fear of not having enough to swim in. Your body is this current of life force waiting to join the sea. Your body is this current of life force waiting to join the sea. Find where the island disappears and you become the immensity of the world, entered into its domain, its memory, its reality, of the way it all began and has always been, when you were too busy trying to figure out what to do with it.